So how did you get introduced to this project? I know you have a lot of experience in, you know, video game voiceovers and film voiceovers, but what got you to this point?
You know, it was actually, and I didn't realize video games, they take a really long time to, you know, release. So this was about 2.5 years ago, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
It was an audition that just came through, like they all do, but I had to go in for it. Usually we record ourselves. If we can provide a high-quality MP3, you send it in. They wanted to see us in person. And what I liked about this, because I don't say yes to all of the auditions, it just depends on the material and, you know, how connected I feel to a role, I have to love the project and the role to say yes. I'm mm-hmm. not going to just do it to do it. You know, I think it's fair for both sides for me to come from that point of view.
Absolutely.
And when I saw the material, it read like a film. It was very much like a film script. And they were going to record it, and in the breakdown, they asked that you please bring as much realism as possible, but this wasn't some over-the-top video game-y voiceover audition. And that's just because it's stereotypically they might think that actors are coming in to do some big animation thing, and that's not what they wanted. So that's what I loved. And I went in, and it was like auditioning for a film. I loved it. It was wonderful. The material was really well-written. There was a really nice arc in the character, and I wasn't used to that. You know, I had been auditioning for video games for a while, and a lot of them are, you know, women that are very tough, and they're like warriors, or they're arm pieces, or they're, you know, they work the streets, and they get beat up, or they get taken advantage of, which is when I'm not interested in a role for a video game. This was a really smart Brazilian scientist, so I got to add a little bit of Portuguese and their accent to the English. So there was a lot to play with as an actor. And from that audition, I didn't hear for like 2 months, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, it's gone. You know, just another one. But I had a great time. No big deal. You know, you make your mark and you move on. And when I heard back, I had a call back with the producers and the director in town here in L.A., and from there, it went really well.
Video games have changed dramatically over the past, you know, 10, 15 years, where you have these scripts that are very almost movie-like. Can you just describe to us how much work went into you doing the voice for this game?
Quantum Break, it's been a tough job. I will tell you that it's one of the toughest jobs I've ever done because of the way it's shot and put together in pieces. So the voice, you know, I had to find the accent that they felt was clear enough in English, but still authentic to Portuguese and to, you know, the Brazilian feeling of having her be authentic. So I had to practice a lot. Plus, there's a lot of time that passes between audition and shoot date. So it's important to recall that same intonation, the same accent, the same, you know, type of vibe for the character. A lot of times I record myself on my phone, so I keep a log of what each of my characters sounds like. So I can go back, and it's like an instrument. You go back and you just tune your voice to the sound and the accent that you used, and you go from there. I have to warm up, definitely, before. So I can just, otherwise you do a lot of takes and they're no good because you're not there yet. You haven't found it. And then when you find it, so I like to warm up and take a lot of time before I go into a session or an audition to make sure it's ingrained in me.